Good afternoon, good Thursday afternoon, and welcome to a program. Yeah, this is a short audio program entitled My History with the Audioboo app. So right, everything that follows is going to be a story, it's going to be a true story, and it's going to be about my personal experience using Audioboo right from the very first time to today. And it's going to not take me very long to tell the story, even though I have recorded in excess of 100 Audioboos by now. So, back we go to the very beginning. In the beginning, as they say in the, in all of the texts of all great communities, in all the books of all great communities, in the beginning, I started making audio, sharing audio, almost as soon as somebody brought the Audioboo app to my attention. I didn't spend a long time listening to other people's Audioboos. I'm almost embarrassed now to say that it's entirely possible that I made an Audioboo before I'd listened to anybody else's Audioboo at all. Not something I'd ever recommend, but then again, what happens next in this audio isn't something I'd recommend to anybody else. It's just a straightforward bit of history. So that's the first stage. In the beginning, I made audio. In the second phase, I continued to make audio, but it never ever crossed my mind that I might mention the name of a person, another person who made audio, shared it via Audioboo. It never crossed my mind. Why? I don't know why, because if I had considered it, I'd be able to tell you why I didn't do it. But because it never crossed my mind, so that was phase two. Now, at this stage, I very quickly got into listening to an awful lot of Audioboos. And to this very day, I listen to, although I produce quite a few Audioboos, I probably listen to 10 times as many Audioboos as I make and share. Okay, so that's the second phase of my life, if you like, an Audioboo. The third phase of my life is that I noticed other people, some other people, a small number of other people, mentioning other people on Audioboo. And I decided I wasn't going to do that. And the reason I decided I wasn't going to do that is that I was afraid of what might happen if I did that. I was afraid I might embarrass somebody. I was afraid I might draw attention to them and they might not want it. I was afraid that if I drew attention to one person, another person might feel that I had slighted them in some way. So it was much easier to mention nobody. That way everybody would be treated equally. I might be in some way, and probably was in some way, influenced by what other people said in their Audioboos about, in terms of, what'll I Audioboo about, or what will I do audios about? But I have to say I wasn't all that much influenced by what other people made Audioboo about, except for, I suppose I have to admit, documentally. I was blown away by documentally in a helicopter in Kenya. Those of you who are really old will remember that. But that form of journey, that form of meeting people on the go, which, culminated in one phase of my life of, documentally starting in the bottom end of Cornwall and ending up in the top end of Scotland without a penny in his pocket and having done the whole journey, and recorded lots of it on Audioboo, shared a lot of it on Audioboo. For me, the journey, the potential of using Audioboo to talk about journeys was, huge. And I forget now what stage I'm at in my history, but I'm still not actually, making any reference to anybody. Then I decided, I'll try one. and I'll make a reference to somebody, like in passing, you know, like, you know, I remember what Bernie Goldbach said recently about this, and I'd go on about it, but I wouldn't send them the audio of that. I wouldn't like draw it to public attention. I wouldn't put them in the title or anything like that. I just mention them, and I might put them in the notes, if you like, in the hashtag at the bottom, so that I'd be able to find out myself afterwards that I had mentioned them, and if I searched for them, I might find them. You know, and I did that. But I still wasn't at all willing to name them in public, if you like. And then I did that, named some people in public. And, well, the world didn't fall in on top of me. I don't know that anybody suffered as a result of it. And to a certain extent, I then began to feel that I was giving due acknowledgement to the people who had, you know, inspired me and helped me to communicate. Because, you know, where do you get your ideas for what to communicate on? You certainly, if you're me, you certainly don't get them from inside my own head. I'm very dependent on other people. What I notice, and in all sorts of media, not just in audio, but things that happen outside, you know, the confines of communication on Audioboo, you know, have a huge influence on what I feel the impulse to make audio about. And actually, for the most part, I have to say that I am always have been from the very earliest thing. I have to admit, more producing audio for the Google community than for the Audioboo. People. Now, I naively perhaps felt that, you know, any piece of audio that I make is more likely to be heard by people who aren't using Audioboo than people who are. And in some cases, I have to say I can prove that, because there are, you know, there have been occasions when an audio of mine has been listened to by over 4,000 people. So, you know, certainly don't follow 4,000 people on Audioboo. Although I think that number might follow documentally. You know, might certainly. And young Goldbach has a good few followers too. So these are people who well deserve to be followed. You know, I mean, they're this really you know, essential. If you come onto Audioboo and you're actually interested in, my humble opinion, you're interested in quality, you sign up for documentary and you sign up for Top Gold, you know, no question about it. And, you know, and I could tell you, you know, if you're into gardening, you definitely sign up to, you know, Donegan, Peter Donegan, you sign up to Donegan Gardens and you sign up to The Sod Show and all that sort of thing. Says he, giving an unashamed plug for a man who basically hired me recently to do some work. By the way, when I'm hired, it doesn't necessarily mean I get paid any money, right? It just means I get paid respect. You can buy me more easily with respect than you can with money. That's another story. Okay, so where was I? Back to the question of what happened next, really, because having then put somebody's name on an Audioboo and saying, you know, in response to, you know, Pilgrim Chris, or in response to Roger Overall, or in response to... God, have I done one in response to Bletchley Park? I haven't, and I should have, really, because that, by the way, you know, that's another audio, regular audio, that, you know, if you're interested in quality, not just quality history, and of course, that's, if you're interested in conspiracy, you're interested in spies, you're interested in war, you're interested in, you know, women, you're interested in, you know, coding, you're interested in, you know, cyber... What do you call it? Cyber graphics? No, I mean decoding things. And, you know, you're interested in drama, really. You're interested in the Official Secrets Act. All those things are to be found in relation to the Bletchley Park. And that's only half of it. Because if you want to hear really good quality audio put together by a person on Audioboo, goes and, you know, partly earns their living doing it. But you want to come across the really pièce de résistance, in my view, easily. you know, done by a person who isn't an organization with a massive number of employees and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You go to MC Fontaine as a podcaster and you go to his work, Audio Wrangler at Bletchley Park, you know, no question about it in my mind. Other people like Roger Overall is pretty good, but the key guy in my mind is Mark Cotton, and he's absolutely killing me as he listens to this, and he's saying, "You fucking shut up, you complete Irish irrepressible, you know, what would he call it, propagandist in favour of quality." You know, that's me, I suppose, I have to admit. Okay, let's go on then, and this is why I'm making this particular audiobook today, I have to say, because I've done something today that I may have done it before, but I never registered in the same way. I mean, what I did today was actually make a piece of audio, share a piece of audio, it's probably gone up by now, about branding, a topic I'm very interested in. And I made it in response to somebody who'd made a boo in response to mine. And that's happened quite a few times, really. But I don't think I've ever gone back in part of the thread, if you like, added to it by actually speaking to the individual as if it was just them and me in a room. And I did that with Claire Randall today. And, you know, it's been a heck of a journey to do that. You know, I really and truly would, you know, first of all, never thought of doing it. That's way back at the beginning. But even from the moment that I thought of doing it, I was very, very reluctant to do it. And I still am. You know, there are many times when, you know, mention when Pilgrim Chris has made audio booze, and I don't mean just the recent clutch of audio booze about, you know, why do I do audio? In fact, audio booze. This is by, but it's had, as you can see, it's influenced me to make this particular audio boo, by the way. Might not be exactly on the same theme, but it is actually about, look, why do I do anything? Well, let's look into my history, is probably the first reason, you know. The why is difficult. I had psychoanalysis for 5 years to try to find out why I brush my teeth the way I do brush them, you know. That's a completely different story that I've never really shared very much on, but I have revealed before, so I don't feel I'm, you know, basically breaking the news now. But anyway, leaving psychoanalysis aside, and that's tricky now that I mentioned it, to be truthful. But no, back to Claire Randall, really. I found the experience today of addressing Claire directly and speaking to her as if she was just in the room with me over a cup of coffee to be powerful for me. You know, I thought to myself, well, look, there may be another barrier I'm not aware of that I haven't yet confronted, and another wall I've walked through. But I have to say, to speak publicly about, to speak publicly to another person in a way that you are, you know, absolutely open for other people to hear what you're saying, but to do it in a way that I'm only speaking to one person, really, in my mind, you know. Everybody else is welcome to listen in, or cut off, for that matter, you know. Is to me a strong experience. I mean, it ranks up there as an experience for me with the experience that I had when I started, when I received my first direct message from somebody on Audioboo. I mean, that was quite transformational, I have to admit. But that's not why, that's another. I mean, you can spin, you can cut, you can slice your story, your history, your in several different ways. And I really only want to dice it in a particular way today, and it's in terms of there being phases in my audio development. And, you know, that's it, really, I suppose. What happens next? That's the question. I mean, in the style of Pilgrim Chris, who again comes into my mind, I'd like to ask you all a question. So I'm inviting you to say something back to me any way you like, and in fact, to say it as publicly as you like, but what is the next great frontier to go through? What have you gone through a frontier, anything like mine? And have you found that there's yet another step in the use of Audioboo that is there to be taken if you have the courage or the impetuosity or whatever else you want to call it. What is the new frontier in relation to audio boo, you know, for, and I'm not talking in this sense at all about the organization, you know, it's not that I'm not interested, but I have a huge interest and I'm intrigued to where audio boo as an organization is going to, and as a business it's going to, you know, I did once make an audio boo that said I wish I'd applied to be the CEO, but you know, other people might have taken that as a joke, you know. I had my own. You know, I thought it was quite comfortable saying I'd like to be leading audio boo. You know, we'd have gone somewhere. I'd have been doing something, and I certainly wouldn't be doing my own business right now if I had been doing that. You certainly couldn't do it as a part-time at an extra. Paul, you're way off topic. Paul, you're way off topic. You are completely and utterly off topic. So, get back on topic is important, you know, probably. Yeah, so let's go back on this. So anyway, the phases are, what's the great next frontier, and would you be kind enough to please chip in, you know, any way you like, Twitter, in actually comments on the Audio Boo website, which I would expect about one at the very most, but anywhere at all you like, even private message, you know, some people seem to get a load of those, you know. And I don't get half enough, really. That's the other story. Okay, look, thanks a million, all of you. And special big shout for Mr. Sawyer GB, who's doing a stunning job as far as I'm concerned. And I especially want to say that his title, which is something to do with Valentine's Day, has kind of got me thinking, oh my God, I have to do my Valentine's Day audio. I must do my Valentine's Day audio. I have got a massive confession. I've got a massive piece of, public exposure to go through. Anyway, it's all good therapy, isn't it? All the best. Toodle-pip, as somebody says. Bye. Till next time, if there ever will be one. And if applicable, make an audio yourself.